Oh, yes, Monitor 67 is here. Gene Rayburn is here. And with Thanksgiving Day already come and gone, it won't be long before the biggest holiday of the year is here. Apropos of which, remember, this Christmas is every Christmas, every woman alive. Watch Chanel No. 5. And speaking of Thanksgiving Day, if you missed all the colorful parades that took place, don't despair. We've got one for you now with Sue Rainey to lead the way.
There is a circus parade, and there's an Easter parade, and there's a Christmas parade, and that's a Santa parade, and there's a baby parade, and there's a baby parade. By now the point has been made, we love to watch a parade. You only have to say great and you're sure of a smile, 'cause it's a chance to get away from yourself for a while. And when the sunlight hits the silver and gold drum, the crier they come will save you from the doldrum. You see the tumblers also having their ups and their downs. A shout goes up because somebody has thought it they found no better antidote to cheer the frowns. And when they do and they are, can't tell a kid from his paw. There's the Kiwanis Parade, and there's the Lions Parade, July the 4th, a parade, Thanksgiving Day, a parade, and there's St. Patrick's Parade, Columbus Day, a parade. By now the point has been made, we love to watch a parade. For several miles or more, the girls on the fronts are reviewed. Of course, the gorgeous folks away your attention was glued. A nice departure from the humdrum existence, a colorful show for which we go the distance. And in the long procession, there are gigantic balloons. Well, that's in case you hadn't looked at the sun, they caught you. For school is out for kites and for tycoons, and you immediately can meet the citizen rain. A military parade, and Labor Day a parade, and the policeman parade in everybody's parade. And when a hat has been played, you see a college parade. By now the point has been made, we love to watch a parade. And there's a veterans parade, and there's a Macy's parade, inauguration parade, and Mardi Gras a parade. Oh, how I love a parade. Don't rain on rain, it's parade.
101.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Now, Monitor Sports, brought to you by Jamar Ruby, makers of Jamar Sansabelt slacks for men. In 1 minute, Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki.
Hello there, everybody. This is Mel Allen. You know, when I hear that cheer, hold that line, I think about Jamar Sansabelt slacks, the patented slacks, because Sansabelt's unique triple stretch waistband actually trims your line around the middle. That's Jamar Sansabelt slacks.
Now, Monitor presents Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki.
The country's oldest midget race, the annual Thanksgiving Day Grand Prix, this year went to young Gary Bettenhausen, the racing son of a racing father. Gary became the second Bettenhausen to win the 150-lap event, his late father, Tony, having captured the contest in 1959. Finishing second to Bettenhausen was Bruce Walkup, with Mike McGreevy third. Mario Andretti was leading at 50 laps when his car, owned by Parnelli Jones, hit a rut and spun. Andretti recovered to finish fourth, with Hank Butcher fifth. Fans expected a duel between Andretti and A.J. Foyt, but it never materialized. Foyt was the fastest qualifier and won the dash, but on the very first lap of the Grand Prix was stunned when hit in the face by a rock churned up by another car. He somehow managed to keep control of his machine, but lost several places. Once his head cleared, he then worked his way through the field to third place, only to go out of the race on the 105th lap, when a radius rod broke on the car. Tomorrow afternoon, Bobby Allison will play a dual role. The Dixie driving ace will not only compete in the Alabama 200 at the Montgomery International Speedway, but will co-promote the race with Bob Harmon as well. Their Grand National Stock Car race has attracted a fine field of drivers to the half-mile track, including the new NASCAR National Champion, Richard Petty. In Daytona Beach, Florida, the massive field assembled for the American Road Race of Champions was astounded yesterday when Jerry Hansen, a Minneapolis stockbroker, whipped his Lola Chevy through the backstretch speed traps at 194.8 miles an hour. Hansen is one of 344 drivers seeking one of the 22 national titles, which will be decided in the 14 45-minute races to be run today and tomorrow. Nine Flags International and the Newspaper Enterprises Association are sponsoring the events, which are for amateur drivers of the Sports Car Club of America. Tomorrow, in Riverside, California, the season-long battle to decide the national big car champion comes to a close with the running of the Rex Mays Memorial. In contention for the crown are A.J. Foyt, who this year won the Indy 500 for the third time, Mario Andretti, twice the national champion, and Gordon Johncock, who has but a slim mathematical chance. Qualifying Friday indicated that stateside stars may have to take a backseat to two-time world champion Jim Clark, who lapped the 2.6-mile road circuit at 115.8 miles an hour, better than a full mile an hour faster than Foyt, who was second best through yesterday's action. Qualifying continues today, with Dan Gurney expected to give Clark a battle for the pole, having turned over 114 miles an hour on Thanksgiving Day. The 300-mile race tomorrow will start 30 cars and pay a purse of $75,000, and we'll be there to bring you the results tomorrow night. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor.
Monitor Sports is brought to you also by VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, makes stereo console phonographs so elegant they all have the certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association. But some people can't remember their name. Well, just tie a string around your finger, and when people ask you, what's that string around your finger for, you can say, I forget.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Sport of Speed will be heard again tomorrow with a roundup of the weekend's important racing activities. So that much for the professional drivers. Now for you amateur drivers, please hear this and heed this. The National Safety Council reports that the current death toll for the holiday weekend is now 342 and mounting steadily. Please drive carefully. Don't you become one of these grim statistics. Stay here where you are right now on the fast-moving Monitor Beacon.
Darling, let us have some Chateau Martin wine. Your eyes shine like Chateau Martin's sparkling burgundy. Your ruby red lips are like Chateau Martin's blackberry wine. And your body, have some Chateau Martin wine.
I'll bet you hand this wine to all the girls.
And they love it.
The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne, the delightful New York State champagne made from choice grapes, carefully selected from the vineyards of New York's celebrated Finger Lakes, to give you that very special Chateau Martin flavor, flavor that bubbles over and adds sparkle to every occasion. The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne.
I am nuts about the Chateau Martin wine.
My brother, the rock and roll singer.
Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin vermouth. Had any lately?
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again at Radio Central, and I observe that the large hand on the clock is pointing to 18 minutes past the hour, at which point I'd like to point out that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Monitor Music now. New from Al Martino, a voice in the choir.
Yeah.
afraid to eat too well because you get acid indigestion, heartburn, gas? If you take plain antacid tablets but don't get the relief you want, listen to this. Your plain antacid doesn't have the extra ingredient you may need. That's why you should know about Digel. Digel contains simethicone, the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up uncomfortable stomach gas. Then the antacids in Digel neutralize excess acid easily. So since Digel gives you two kinds of relief, you feel better fast. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid. At all drug counters. Now's the time to get your new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Has 30 full-color pages with recipes, household tips, beauty hints, and much more. It's your druggist's free gift for you, and it's ready now. The new 1968 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar, free at your druggist's.
Most traffic signs are very impersonal, but when you travel that lonesome road with Peggy Lee, you just can't help feeling moved by her directions.
Look down, that lonesome road. Before you travel on, look up, and seek your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. I'm so weary, so such a heavy load. I've been traveling down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. To love, what have I done that you should treat me so? Yes, you caused me to walk and talk. And I'm so weary, toast, such a heavy load. I've been traveling down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on.
Indeed, you're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Want to know how to spark a dull evening? Tonight, why not take in a good gas station? Hop over to Citgo, have a few gallons, enjoy yourself, kick a few tires. You see, at Citgo, we know what a pain in the neck just waiting around can be. So we've made Citgo a little brighter, a little cozier than the ordinary gas station. Tonight, take in a Citgo station.
You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. The devaluation of the British pound is having repercussions in many other nations. For a report on the situation in France, here is Bernard Kaplan, NBC News, Paris.
Reports of the latest international monetary crisis set off by Britain's devaluation of the pound have frequently sounded more like communiques from a war zone, with the French playing the role of the invading army and, of course, right up there at the head of his legions, in this case, stacks of gold stored in the vaults of the Bank of France, strides General de Gaulle. Having flattened the pound, he's now out to envelop the American dollar in a monetary pincers movement. The goal is, in short, accused of having declared economic war on the United States. The military analogy is not entirely far-fetched. If war, as Clausewitz said, is a continuation of diplomacy in another form, financial policy is a key element in modern international diplomacy. But the truth is, the current crisis doesn't represent anything so dramatic as the declaration of a new economic war against the United States. De Gaulle has been conducting such a war for several years. Like all combat, it has its lulls and its period of intense action. Indications are we've now entered into one of the latter. French officials categorically deny that they're behind the attack on the dollar or that France is trying to end its reign as the world's dominant currency. But the denials don't ring quite true for a number of reasons. First of all, President de Gaulle has long been known to feel that the dollar's preeminence is decisively linked to America's political supremacy. Destroy the one, and you've done much to weaken the other. Secondly, he and many of his closest advisors hold as an article of faith that the dollar has maintained its world role only because of the artificially low price of gold, a price imposed by American policy. In the French view, this means the dollar is greatly overvalued. That because of this, the United States has been able to unload its regular deficits on other Western countries. American businesses are seen as having used the overvalued dollar to buy what is rapidly becoming a controlling interest in European and French industry for an absurdly cheap price. Bernard Kaplan, NBC News, Paris.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Now word from RCA Victor.
Hi, this is Perry Como. Do you know what happens when I bring together the comedy team of Ronan Martin, Jefferson Airplane, Bobby Gentry, and Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66? A lot of carryings-on called the Perry Como Holiday Special. It's brought to you in loving, living color by RCA Victor next Thursday night on NBC TV. That's 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time on NBC, brought to you by RCA Victor. It's going to be a whole new thing.
Montenegro, the tune for a few dollars more. This is Monitor, available at absolutely no cost at all, coast to coast on NBC. Now, in and around Wilmington, Delaware, folks hear us there on WDEL, the number one station in the first city of the first state. This is Gene Rayburn. We invite you to keep tuned to this station. We'll be back shortly.
This is George Kirby, and as Pearl Bailey would say, why don't you listen to George Kirby on Monitor this weekend?
Hamptons, the RCA specialist with stores in New York, New Jersey, and Long Island, now offer you an extra $10 off on any RCA color set at Hamptons. Just mention Monitor at Hamptons. Say, Mom, it's eating time again, but why bother preparing the food? Make eating time a pleasure time and go to Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurants in Hempstead, Long Island, 20 Hempstead Avenue. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. The time, 11:30, and this is Radar Report, WNBC's special direct report on weather conditions on land and sea, plus late news headlines. This is Bill Wendell with the news, but first to the U.S. Weather Bureau and the radar meteorologist on duty. Welcome back for our weather report after the news. Wide-ranging Viet Cong attacks in South Vietnam this morning. 19 attacks with flamethrowers and mortars were reported on South Vietnamese military posts, provincial capitals, and hamlets. The South Vietnamese claim they killed 110 of the raiders in one attack. American-built jets from the Turkish Air Force flew over troubled Cyprus again today, reinforcing fears of a Turkish invasion. Peacemakers are working on four fronts to head off a clash between the armies of Greece and Turkey. Both armies were equipped with American weapons through American foreign aid. In other trouble spots, the North Koreans charge American troops fired hundreds of bullets across the demarcation line in that divided country. No American comment yet. And in Haddon, the scene of bloody civil fighting, a state of emergency has been lifted by British High Commissioner Sir Humphrey Trevelyan. The state of emergency had been in effect since December of 1963. The Indian government has 3,000 troops alerted to move into Calcutta if rioting continues. 10 persons have died since the disorders started on Wednesday. And a Hungarian newspaper man who recently left Hanoi says Ho Chi Minh is seriously ill. The newsman told UPI in Laos that Ho is conducting North Vietnamese affairs from a sickbed. And a Norwegian newspaper reports from Hanoi that Ho was unable to attend the Soviet Union's 50th anniversary in Moscow earlier this month because he was bedridden. WNBC time, 32 minutes past 11 o'clock. The Transit Authority has a green light to go ahead with its scheduled rerouting of the New York City subways just after midnight tonight. Courts turned down two suits seeking to block the changes yesterday. A tentative contract between taxi drivers and the fleet owners will be voted on in New York City on Monday. Mayor Lindsay warns that the settlement will almost surely result in higher fares. A New York City Police Department has a new flying squad aimed at reducing the crime rate in the city. The new 110-member detail of plainclothesmen and women can be sent to any trouble spot at a moment's notice. 54-year-old Mrs. Mildred Firth of Maspeth, Queens, remains in fair condition today after being caught under hundreds of pounds of plaster yesterday. Mrs. Firth was injured with seven other customers in a lower Manhattan store when the ceiling collapsed. The other seven were treated and released from a hospital. A 16-year-old Brooklyn youth is charged with kidnapping and robbing the wife of Democratic State Senator Albert Lewis of Brooklyn last Sunday. Anthony Lucenti is accused of jumping in Mrs. Lewis's car as she was stopped at a traffic light. And now let's go back to the Weather Bureau for the meteorologist on duty and the weather. Well, they must be looking up at the sky. We'll give you the weather right now that we have. The temperature is 43 degrees and it's cloudy. The humidity is 65% and the barometer is rising. Winds from the west at 14 miles an hour. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild this afternoon, a high in the 50s. Fair and a little colder tonight, a low temperature dipping into the mid to upper 30s. Fair and mild on Sunday, and a high in the mid-50s. Outlook for Monday, partly cloudy and cold. Repeating the WNBC temperature, it's 43 degrees, and the WNBC time, 26 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. That's the news and the weather till now. Next news from the NBC newsroom at 12 o'clock noon. Monitor news on the hour. Bulletins, of course, are broadcast at once. This is Bill Wendell. Thank you.
High Life can, became jealous of our famous crystal clear bottle because the bottle had all that golden beer showing through. So, we created Champagne Gold for the can. Now when you shop, look for Miller High Life in Champagne Golden cans. Cold, bold, gold. And no longer jealous of the bottle. That's Miller High Life in Champagne Golden cans from the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Yes, Monitor 67 goes with you wherever you go, and if you happen to be going out for some early Christmas shopping, here's a thought that should go with you. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Now, just remember that at all times. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to give you a nickel for every woman you can find who doesn't want Chanel number 5. Just bring them up to me here at Radio Central, Henry Morgan, and I'll pay you the nickel. Now, brand new from Steve Lawrence, I've Got to Be Me, and that's not surprising. Who else could he be?
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world for me to belong, I've got to be me. I've got to be me. What else can I be? But what I am, I want to live, not merely survive, and I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've got to be me, I've got to be me. The dream that I see makes me want. I won't settle down or settle for less as long as there's half a chance that I can have it all. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've got to be free, daring to try to do it or die. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've got to be free. I've got to be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I've got to be.
Years ago, a great discovery for acid indigestion and gas was introduced to doctors. Now it's your turn.
Well, it's about time. I have indigestion and heartburn whenever I eat too well.
Think of the future. It's going to be swell, thanks to Digel.
Digel?
That's the name. Look, this is your plain white antacid tablet. It neutralizes excess acid. Digel's different. It's white and yellow. The white layer neutralizes excess acid, and the yellow layer contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps break up stomach gas, too. Digel comes in tablets and liquid at all drug counters.
Someone in your family have a muscle strain? Try the Mustero massage.
This exclusive therapy relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain, stimulates circulation as it speeds warming relief to pain and stiffness. Musterol relaxes muscle strain as it rubs out pain. Musterol.
The word CAT is anything but disturbing, but the acronym CAT, Clear Air Turbulence, is something else again. And you'll hear some interesting facts about it in 1 minute from Frank Blair, brought to you on Monitor by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, and James Lee's carpets.
Want to know how to really test a carpet? Open an office and put it in the lobby. If the carpet stands up there, it'll stand up just about anywhere. That's why the new carpets by Lee's are called the lobby carpets. They're not made just for lobbies, but for corridors, offices, public rooms, for anywhere a carpet really takes punishment. And they can take it. Under the heaviest traffic, the lobby carpets will show less soil, less dirt, less wear than you'd believe possible. The reason? Antron Nylon by DuPont. Antron is the carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer, because Antron hides soil. It has been chemically modified by DuPont to minimize soil reflection. So if you've got a lobby, or if your living room sometimes feels like one, look for the lobby carpets by Lee's. They're available for home use as well, priced from less than $10 a square yard. Now, let's be frank. They call it CAT, C-A-T, and it is aptly named. It stalks on silent feet, strikes suddenly, and is gone in a flash. It can be a playful flick or death, injury, and damage. Its name is Clear Air Turbulence, CAT. Just a few weeks ago, a Costa Rican airliner was cruising at 29,000 feet, in perfectly clear weather, when suddenly it took an 11,000-foot plunge. It was several minutes before the pilot could regain control of the diving, bouncing aircraft. Two persons were killed in the passenger compartment, the only two who had not fastened their safety belts. CAT had struck again. The Flight Safety Foundation of New York reports that the crash of a British airliner over Mount Fuji in Japan 2 years ago was traceable to CAT. CAT reportedly was also the cause of three B-52 crashes in 1964. In many other unsolved cases, CAT is the suspected cause. Clear air turbulence is one of the mysteries of flying. It isn't new. It literally goes back to the days of the Wright brothers. But the need for an answer to the problem is getting more pressing. The danger from severe turbulence will grow when faster jets are flying the skies because speed is a factor in the problem. Speed affects the plane's reaction to the sudden turbulence, and speed is also involved in how much warning time a plane needs to avoid CAT. Just what causes clear air turbulence? Well, that's the problem. No one really knows. Dr. E.R. Reiter of Colorado State University has a theory that it's caused by gravity waves. Pilots know some characteristics about when it occurs, however. It is usually around or near jet streams. It happens more in winter than in summer. February is the most common month for occurrences, and it is usually accompanied by a sharp drop in temperature ahead of the aircraft. The Flight Safety Foundation reports that the heat clue is one which is being pursued vigorously at the moment. Specially outfitted commercial airliners are carrying a new sensor device, a heat probe, which measures temperature changes ahead of the plane and reports this information to the pilot. While temperature detection is one method being tried, the Flight Safety Foundation reports that a broad array of other approaches also are being tried. Among them, microwave detection, radar, ultraviolet rays, ozone detectors, and pressure pulse sensors. The airlines have not merely waited for the outcome of these tests. An elaborate warning system has been set up whereby planes encountering CAT report it to all other planes approaching the same area. And pilots have been given special training and countermeasures when they meet this problem. Let's be frank about it. The Flight Safety Foundation points out that CAT still affects only a very small percentage of flights. It obviously is not a major hazard to safe commercial flying. The problem will be in the 1,500 and 2,000 mile an hour airliners of the future. And the scientists are confident that they will be ready with the answer to CAT when that day comes. This is Frank Blair for Monitor. Do you work in an office building? Think how many feet pass through the lobby today, or this month, or this year. The lobby has got to be the acid test for a carpet. The new carpets from Lee's are called the lobby carpets. They pass the test. They can take it. The lobby carpets are made of Antron nylon by DuPont. Antron hides soil. Antron is durable. Antron keeps its new look longer. That's how the lobby carpets can take it. Priced from less than $10 a square yard. Now, if you don't have a lobby, maybe you ought to get a lobby carpet for your home anyway.
Frank Blair has been brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets here on the Monitor Beacon.
It's the biggest show on earth, mornings from 5 to 9. The big time, and that's not just big talk, is music, news, and conversation on the Big Wilson Show, Monday through Saturday mornings from 5 to 9 on WNBC. Join me, will you? We'll have more fun than a three-ring circus.
Have you ever watched how a crippled child tries to perform the usual and ordinary tasks of daily living? Tying a shoelace, buttoning a shirt, even picking up a spoon to eat. There are thousands of such youngsters, teenagers and adults too. Please, would you help provide needed facilities for their rehabilitation? Send a dollar or more today to Jewish Chronic Diseases, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Thank you. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn again at 13 minutes before the monitor hour, advising you that this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive, I'm thumping the table to make my point, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Now, as a sort of early Christmas gift to Petula Clark fans, here's her newest. The other man's grass is always greener.
Life is never what it seems. We're always searching in our dreams to find that little puzzle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. Someone else in your imagination wish that you were standing in their shoes.
Change your life without much hesitation. Would you, if you really had to choose? And don't look around. Get your feet on the ground. It's not fair to my fault.
the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
In a moment, where do we go from here? With an answer from National League Rookie of the Year, Tom Seaver. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
For 1968,
the fine car touch is when you don't have to apologize for smoking in your new Mercury. Because you got it with comfort stream ventilation that changes the air every 90 seconds.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch is when you can turn the Mercury Grown's individually adjustable lounge seat into a full width front seat just because you want to sit close to somebody.
Mercury's got it. The fine car touch.
The fine car touch. Is something you can see and feel in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury. And it's put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got that fine car touch.
Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
23 years is young for some things, but the Mets pitcher Tom Seaver has a pretty good head start on success at that age. A National League All-Star pitcher last summer. He's the league's Rookie of the Year by almost unanimous vote. With a look at what he's aiming for, Tom Seaver talks to Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Tom Seaver, congratulations on being named Rookie of the Year.
Well, thank you very much, Len. It's nice talking to you.
Well, thank you. And, of course, I know that you know you're the first rookie from a last-place team ever to win this honor, so it must be quite a thrill.
Well, it's a thrill no matter how you look at it. My wife and I have been around here celebrating and going out to dinner and just accepting phone calls from our friends, and we're planning a little party and a get-together with some of our good friends, and it's been a big thrill for us both, and I just hope that it can lead to better things.
Well, you've had quite a year, Tom. You were, of course, named to the All-Star team your first year in the majors, and now Rookie of the Year honors. I don't know where you can go from here. Oh, yes, I do. Next year, of course, you could win the Cy Young Award for pitchers.
Well, there's a lot of places to go, and with a club like the Mets, we're in 10th place, and there's 9 other places for us to go. I'm sure that all of New York realizes that, and I hope that I can be a part in helping the club get out of the cellar, and I think that we have some potential to get out of the cellar. I think we have the nucleus of a real fine ball club.
Well, I'm quite sure your team is on its way up. I was curious, your feelings about the new manager, Gil Hodges, of course, who is a very popular man in New York.
Well, Len, I don't know Gil personally. I've never met him, but from what I have heard, he's an excellent manager and an excellent gentleman, and a person that you really enjoy playing for, because he knows so much about baseball and he commands so much respect from his ball players. And I'm very anxious to meet him in spring training and find out just what his rules are and just how much he can do with this club. I'm sure that he'll be able to do wonders, and I just hope that everything falls together and we can improve under his guidance.
Incidentally, do you believe in the sophomore jinx?
Well, I hope not. I hope it doesn't come my way, and I don't think it's true. I think it's more of a mental thing than anything else. People say, well, you're the sophomore jinx. You can't do well because you had such a fine first year, but I don't think I'm going to look forward to winning just 5 or 6 games. I hope I can. I plan to do better than I did last year. At least I hope so.
Think positively onward and upward, right?
Right, very true.
I hear one of the things you're concerned about is the gopher ball for next year, that you want to concentrate on cutting down and giving up home run balls.
Well, that's true. I gave up, I think I gave up 19 home runs last year, and I'm sure that almost half of them were a product of mental letdown.
another tip for the household. An old spray-top bottle, the kind usually filled with glass cleaning liquid, is very handy when filled with turpentine. A quick skirt and the job of cleaning paint or grease from your hands is simplified. Saves the nuisance and waste that comes from pouring the turpentine out of a can. Now here's some advice that can save you from unnecessary mental anguish, and it's in Better Homes and Gardens magazine. More than one person out of every 10 listening to my voice right now will undergo surgery within the next 2 years. It could be you, or someone you love. In any case, you won't want to miss an article called When Someone in Your Family Faces Surgery in the November issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How to get ready for surgery psychologically as well as physically. How to prepare a child for surgery. Who's who in the operating room. How to pick the surgeon in the hospital. These are a few of the things which could become very important to you. A few of the things covered in depth in November Better Homes and Gardens. Less critical but equally interesting articles in this issue include a portfolio on how to use the many wall coverings available today and how much they cost, desserts, hot drinks, even breads made with chocolate, and Christmas ideas to keep the children occupied with paper, glue, and string. You glue the kids together, that'll keep them occupied. Don't miss November Better Homes and Gardens, on sale now. Jankowski there with a man and a woman. Gene Rayburn with Monitor, where you'll hear the latest NBC Monitor news on the hour in just a few moments.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Monitor.